Good morning and welcome to the Hoosier Ag Today Friday podcast. I'm Andy Eubank with the latest Indiana farm news and markets and weather coming up. Brought to you by First Farmers Bank and Trust, proudly serving local farms, families, and agribusiness for 140 years. They're online at ffbt.com. Eric Pfeiffer and CJ Miller bring you the news today, including an agreement between Taiwan and Indiana signed yesterday to purchase corn and soybeans from Hoosier growers. And the newest harvest weather forecast coming up. Hat Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin is calling for a very wide open harvest window that could last over 2 weeks. And the corn, soybean, and wheat markets yesterday rebounded to settle higher. We'll have settlements and Carl Setzer market analysis on the Hat Friday podcast.
At First Farmers, we know that farming takes grit. From unpredictable weather to market fluctuations, our farmers face challenges. Since 1885, we've watched them weather those challenges without fail. That's why we're proud to help power farmers with financial products, services, and expertise built around the seasonal nature of agriculture that lets them continue powering our local communities. Is it time to expand your operation? Visit us at ffbt.com or stop by a local branch to get started. First Farmers Bank and Trust, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
A check of your harvest weather forecast and a delegation from Taiwan visiting Indiana to buy a lot of U.S. corn and soybeans. I'm CJ Miller, and this is Hoosier Ag Today News. Even though rain showers earlier this week caused farmers to hit the pause button on harvest, it looks like it may be smooth sailing for quite a while now. Here's Eric Pfeiffer.
The harvest window is opening wide across Indiana. It's time for Hat Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin's harvest weather forecast. It's presented by Beacon Credit Union.
Hi, this is Jared Modlin, ag lender with Beacon Credit Union. I want to wish all farmers a safe and successful harvest season. Thank you for all your hard work and dedication to the ag community.
So, just how wide of a window are we talking about here? Martin says it could be open for the next 2.5 weeks.
As of right now, we're looking at some slightly cooler air trying to come in. This cool air lasts about a day, and then we start to see some very summer-like weather coming in for this weekend and all the way through the first half of next week. We're talking high evaporation rates, low relative humidities, and very, very fast drying. Even if you were on the high end of some of the rain ranges here the past few days, you should be able to get right back at it here across the Hoosier State easily over the weekend and through this upcoming week.
Martin is monitoring a little bit of cloud cover over south and southeastern parts of Indiana Tuesday night and Wednesday.
If this comes together, it will be due to the remains of a tropical system that comes in through the east coast and tries to back across the Appalachians. Once again, I don't think this is a big story, but I need to watch it. After that, we're back to sunny, warm, and dry weather. High pressure setting up right on top of the Great Lakes the second half of next week, and that keeps us clear and dry on into the week of the 6th. Temperature will slowly move down a little bit that week, but still no rain in sight through at least the 9th and 10th.
According to USDA's Monday report, 10% of Indiana's corn and 12% of the state's soybeans are now harvested. Both crops' harvest progress is better than the five-year average pace, and I get the feeling that number will progress quite nicely over the next 2 weeks. Martin's forecast will be available in written form later today at HoosierAgToday.com, presented by Beacon Credit Union. I'm Eric Pfeiffer.
$6.4 billion. That's how much Taiwan plans to spend on U.S. corn and soybeans over the next 4 years.
This is a great win, and we're excited. It's going to be huge for Indiana farmers at a very critical time.
And that's Indiana's Lieutenant Governor, Micah Beckwith, who also serves as Indiana's Secretary of Agriculture. On Thursday, Taiwan signed two letters of intent with Indiana Governor Mike Braun, as well as the Indiana Corn Marketing Council and the Indiana Soybean Alliance. Through 2029, Taiwan will buy more than $2.1 billion of U.S. corn. Meanwhile, the Taiwan Vegetable Oil Manufacturers Association will buy as much as $4.2 billion of U.S. soybeans.
I mean, Indiana grows great soybeans. I mean, we're one of the top producing states in the United States.
And that's Denise Scarborough, who farms in LaPorte County and is chair of the Indiana Soybean Alliance. She tells Hoosier Ag Today the trade partnership with Taiwan speaks volumes to the quality of the corn and soybeans produced right here in Indiana.
And, you know, they always come back with saying that we grow a consistent quality product here in Indiana and here in the United States. And that's something we should be very proud of as farmers.
Tim Galk, who farms in Decatur County and is president of the Indiana Corn Marketing Council, says this agreement will benefit corn and soybean producers all across Indiana.
To put it in perspective, I started farming in 1972, and Indiana produced 300 million bushel of corn. That was our production, and that's what this deal is about. So it is a big deal for farmers, especially in Indiana.
Read the full story at HoosierAgToday.com. I'm C.J. Miller, Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's Farm Network.
Harvest means early mornings, late nights, and long days in the field. While you're out there each day until the last pass is made and the job is done, know that your friends at Farm Credit Mid-America see your hard work and appreciate all of your long hours. We know that harvest is a busy season for you, but when you need a lender that can rise with you, give us a call at 800-444-FARM. This fall, we rise together. Subject to credit approval. Terms and conditions may apply. Farm Credit Mid-America is an equal opportunity lender.
I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin with Hoosier Ag Today's Indiana Farm Forecast. It's going to be a simple forecast for you this morning. Sunny, warm, and dry for the next 16 days. Yeah, I don't really have anything to throw at you that's problematic here after getting the moisture to kick out yesterday in the southern part of the state. We are now seeing a sunshine and very dry air starting to move back in, and that dry air is going to be in control all the way through. We're seeing several rounds of high pressure build in here. One, first of all, coming in over the western Corn Belt right now. It's coming out of the Intermountain West. That's going to be what dominates us through the weekend. And then we get into midweek next week, and there's going to be a nice upper-level high settling in over the heart of the Great Lakes region. That is, again, going to keep us mostly dry. One little caveat here. I do see the remains of a tropical system coming onshore on the east coast of the U.S. and potentially trying to back across the Appalachians into southern parts of Ohio, eastern parts of Kentucky, and maybe throwing some clouds into Indiana. Do I think that's going to be the way it really truly works out? No. I think anytime you're talking about a tropical system getting over the Appalachians, it's a little difficult to really see happen, and this is the same here. But it's a little blip. But outside of that, we are dry all the way through. You get into that week of the 6th, we're seeing a little bit more cool air come down out of Canada, but not bringing any moisture with it. We may see a few hit and miss scattered showers get wrung out over Lake Superior, Wisconsin, the UP, but those don't hold together down into our neck of the woods. I again think that we are wide open on harvest here for the next 15 to 16 days over almost all of the Hoosier State. So game on. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin.
This harvest, it's more than crops. It's your legacy. Beacon Credit Union offers ag loans for equipment, land, and operating costs. Competitive rates, flexible terms, and local experts who know farming. Beacon Credit Union. Local. Trusted. Rooted in agriculture. We're ag people. Serving ag people. Visit beaconcu.org. Insured by ASI, not federally insured EHO lender.
Mixed markets through the day, but mostly higher. This is Hoosier Ag Today. I'm Andy Eubank with the Thursday Farm Market Review. And the markets did finish on the plus side after a back-and-forth day. Near the end of the session, I checked in for comments from Carl Setzer, Consus Ag Consulting. Markets were off to a nice start on Thursday. However, Carl, the corn and bean markets had some difficulty upholding that higher move. Wheat definitely better than a nickel higher throughout the trading session. Some buying came in. It didn't seem to hold up, though.
Yeah, we started out pretty good, and then we backed off quite a bit. Soybeans slipping backwards. Soy oil trying to hold the entire complex up, but soy meal slipped back. And soybean exports on the wheat. It was a good week. We were at the top end of trade estimates, but it wasn't what you would call a stellar number. And we are seeing a little bit more competition out of South America on soybean sales. The big Argentine tax break that they had, which they did suspend today. Export taxes will be going back on any purchases going forward. However, before that could happen, China was in and scooped up 35 Argentine soybean vessels. That is the news that really kind of weighed on soybeans here this afternoon as we got into later trade. Corn stuck between a higher wheat complex and a negative soy complex. Corn really holding in there pretty good, though. The harvest estimates and reports we're getting in are definitely not what trade was expecting. Now starting to hear some concerns with test weight on corn. That's just one more check against that crop. So it's failing to sell off, but at the same time, we just don't have enough buyers to come in. Wheat is where the attention really was today. Another week of really good wheat exports, lifting that market up, along with the fact that Brazil is starting to shop the global market for some wheat. There are possibilities we could make some sales into that market in the near future.
Characterize the export sales report this morning for us. Corn, for starters, better than expectations.
Yeah, the corn number just continues to run on the top side. One thing we're really watching in the corn complex is the amount of corn being sold into Mexico. We got to step back and look at the big picture that the United States has cut off feeder cattle imports to cross the border from Mexico. That's about 100,000 head of cattle a month that we used to take. Now Mexico has to start feeding them cattle on their own side of the border. Mexico grows mostly white corn to make for food products. Their feed corn is only about 20% of production. So while the United States isn't feeding cattle domestically, we are feeding those cattle in Mexico through the export system. That has helped corn out. We're going to see if that trend can continue here. The simple fact we have seasonal harvest pressure starting to weigh on corn, but with that export demand pace we have, I don't expect to see many backlogs at terminals this year. That should help out quite a bit. Wheat sales, like I said, remain high. Even though we're some of the more expensive wheat in the global market, quality is what is drawing in buyers for that crop. And soybeans, we did see the pressure from South America, but a quick look at our yearly numbers, we are missing out on Chinese business, but that is the only business we have missed out on this year. That's taken some of the negativity away on that slow start to the program.
Thoughts from Carl Setzer, Consus Ag Consulting. His number is 989-506-1587. On the Hats Thursday market review, up a penny and a half on December corn. It ends at 425 and three quarters. March contract 442 and a quarter, up a penny and a quarter. November beans 1012 and a quarter, up three and a quarter. And January 1031 and a quarter, a gain of two and three quarters. Wheat led the way higher. December 527, up 7.5 cents. Meats were mixed, down $2 on the October live cattle, 232.05, and October lean hogs, $100.10, up 67. I'm Andy Eubank with the Thursday review. This is Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's most listened to farm network.